to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
The Lansing Lugnuts broke a road-winning streak appeared to be at a loss yesterday. They went down 6-2 entering the eighth inning in West Michigan. But the Nuts rallied for four in the top of the eighth and then scored on the top of the ninth on a Danny Bautista Jr. two-out RBI single and beat the Whitecaps 7-6 in marvelous come-from-behind fashion. Today, the Lugnuts go for a seventh consecutive win on the road and a third straight win over their arch rival. From West Michigan, Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome into LMCU Ballpark. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam, you weren't there yesterday. You were relaxing. You were getting things all set for the GLIAC. Meanwhile, the Lansing Lugnuts just kept on winning. Welcome back as they go for a seventh straight road win.
This team does it all, right? It doesn't matter if they're leading, trailing, they're finding ways to win. What is that now? Six straight road wins? Not one, not two, not three. Six in a row for these guys. What do you say we keep it merry tonight?
It's Christmas in July. And boy, did the Lugnuts have a present for the Whitecaps. It's the Lansing Lugnuts Booster Club Player of the Month for June. Jake Garland. Turning in one of his... Seriously, he was great last year with Stockton. Then he got promoted to the Lugnuts. He debuted well. And then the season took a turn the wrong way. Jake Garland, you could make an argument, has been one of the Lugnuts' best pitchers this entire season.
He's really turned it around, which is awesome. Because, as you mentioned, last year, it just... he didn't quite have it. This is a tough league. There's a lot of good players in the Midwest League. And that ERA sat up over six for him last year. But he's getting ground balls. His defense is picking up the baseball behind him. He is throwing strikes. And he looks confident like a completely different pitcher this year. On paper, you look at this game and you think Lansing, with Jake Garland in a pitcher-friendly park, has an excellent opportunity to win their first three games in their series.
The man on the other side, Joe Adametz for West Michigan. It's his fourth start with the Whitecaps. And the prior three... In 12 innings, he has allowed 19 hits, 7 walks, 13 runs. The league batting .339 against him. It's been rough at him.
Well, and so hopefully Lansing can continue that. Maybe they can get off to an early start, right? We saw them get to a lead on Tuesday. They got behind yesterday. Can you get off to a good start tonight? Because as we know, Jesse, it's a Thursday, and this will be a big crowd. They're filing in, so... trying to take the momentum out of the crowd and see if you can get some runs early.
Starting lineup for the Lugnuts today, left fielder Johnny Butler leads off. Batting second in center field, Ryan Lasko. Hitting third, the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. The cleanup hitters, the third baseman, Will Simpson. Batting fifth in the order, the shortstop, A. Ribiel Angeles. Then the switch hitting catcher, Cole Kahn, bats sixth. Batting seventh. In right field, Cameron Masterman. Batting 8th, the DH, Sahid Valenzuela. And rounding off the order, batting 9th, it's the second baseman, Casey Yamauchi. That's Butler, Lasko, Bautista Jr., Simpson, Angeles Khan, Masterman, Valenzuela, and Yamauchi. And they support the righty, Garland. Adam, who's your spotlight Lugnut?
Well, Jesse, I still want to go back to A. Ribiel Angeles. They've moved him down in the order. He's trying to get something going 0-4 in this series. I don't know if it's me trying to will him, but this offense is so much deeper, so much more complete when Angeles is swinging a good stick. Let's see if he can get going here tonight.
On the other side for the Whitecaps, they'll lead off with a center fielder, Max Clark. Second baseman, Max Anderson, hits second. Batting third, the DH, Eddie Leonard. The right fielder, Roberto Campos, hits cleanup with Luis Santana at first base, batting fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Jim Jarvis. Third baseman, Danny Soretti, hits seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bennett Lee. Batting ninth in left field, Seth Stevenson. Three. Well, everyone is now rising up, interfering with the crowd microphone. We still got it. That's Clark, Anderson, Leonard, Campos, Santana, Jarvis, Soretti, Lee, Stevenson. And Adam, your spotlight white cap.
let's go with Jim Jarvis.
Let's go with Jim Jarvis. How would you describe these white caps uniforms?
Kansas City Royal knockoffs?
I do not think that this is baby blue per se. It's very close. It appears to be Carolina blue. If I had to really name the tone, a very light blue for these West Michigan Whitecaps. And they're all taking the field one by one, as announced.
I like them, Jesse, in all honesty. It's a good look. I like the big, bold white lettering on the back and the numbers. I think it's a clean look for these guys. Blue, white, light blue caps to go with them as well.
Can you see the North Carolina look?
I do see that.
Yeah. So, with the white and that light blue and the white.
Yeah, I'll put a heel to the Kansas City Royal comparison.
Oh, shout out Ramses. And you've got a member of the NC State Wolfpack. Johnny Butler is going to lead off on the other side. And that might make him see red. Joe Adamitz was just named. Lefty heads to the mound. 6'5", 190-pounder. And now the Lugnuts file out from the dugout, first base side. Lansing is wearing the black uniform today, the black shirt, the gray cap, the black brim, and road gray pants. Kevin Kuzminoff, the very last to join the line. It is his 43rd birthday today. Happy birthday to the Lugnuts hitting coach. Down to the field we go. Adam, how's your crowd mic going to go? Time for the anthem.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
With our national anthem.
Down in front. Down. All right, your national anthem tonight has been played, and it is a gorgeous evening for baseball, so let's play it. Lugnuts looking to win their third in a row, and they come in tonight. Woo! Even at 13-13, 45-46, while the Whitecaps 12-13, 43-48. And with the call of the game, here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oh, we're coming in hot today, Adam. So glad to have you along here with us. The West Michigan Whitecaps defense in the baby blues. Danny Soretti's at third, Jim Jarvis at shortstop. The second baseman, Max Anderson, and at first, Luis Santana, supernaturally speaking. The catcher, Bennett Lee. And the outfield, Seth Stevenson is in left, Max Clark in center, Roberto Campos is in right. And that brings me to the man on the mound, the former Liberty Flame. It's Joe Adamitz, who was drafted by the Tigers in the 14th round 2 years ago. Adam, what are the Lugnuts' keys against Adamitz?
Well, I would say get after him early, right? See if you can get to his confidence, because he's given up some runs here the last couple of games. And I know that may be the strategy in a lot of games, but get out to an early lead. Again, build off your momentum that you've had Tuesday and Wednesday. And they finished strong yesterday, so let's see if they can keep that going to start today.
From the West Michigan Whitecaps game notes, Joe Adamitz's grandfather passed away at 96 years old, was a huge Detroit Tigers fan, and writes Dan Hasty and Nate Wangler, Padres and Phillies showed interest in the top 10 rounds of the draft, but the picks never materialized. That's amazing that his grandfather drew that kind of interest in the draft at such an advanced age.
Very cool, man. People love their baseball.
Joe Adamitz said the Tigers' decision to take him, very, very poetic. Pitching for a team right down the road, about 2.5 hours away to the west. Got to work his way up the ladder to the Tigers, an organization that values its pitching. Let's get things going. The time 6:37, and the first offering called a strike to Johnny Butler. Lefty to lefty. I think that flew right over your head, what I said, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Leg kick in the pitch, down and away. Well, that flew under Butler's knee.
I'm locked in to see if this crowd mic is going to have to be moved or not. I'm sorry, Jesse.
No, we got this. Come on, crowd mic. As Santo walks across down below on the concourse, the pitch. Butler lines it up the middle, over the leaping shortstop Jarvis, a base hit to center. Collected by Clark and lobs it in on a leadoff single for the Lugnuts.
Well, that's a good start.
There's Ryan Lasko. Butler yesterday had one single, and he scored on his trip around the bases. Came in the eighth inning, a four-run game-tying rally in the eighth. He's a threat to run, lefty to righty. Lasko takes a called strike, a fastball at 89. Maybe you can round up to 90. But the book on Adamitz is that he does not throw hard. When he's going well, you'll know it because the Lugnuts will hit the ball on the ground. Excellent changeup. He delivers. And that just missed slightly low. There is the change. Ryan Lasko had one hit yesterday, matching his uniform number. And that hit was a roaring RBI double. No score. The pitch. Inside with a fastball. Watching Adamitz pitch, does he remind you at all of, let's say, a Matt Lardner or David Leal of the past? Those soft-tossing Lugnuts lefties were so big out there with the extension. Deals. Hit in the air, out to right center field. Max Clark traces it back out of the alleyway, makes the catch. A Butler back to first. What a way. See what I'm saying in terms of, he's 6'5", he's a lefty, he throws about 89 miles an hour. This is the Matt Lardner style.
I see it. I think it plays. You want some pickles?
You know what? I'm good for right now, but check back in with me in the third inning. Here's Danny Bautista Jr., right-handed batter, no score. One on, one out. Butler doesn't run, and Danny bounces foul up the left side. I do think that was a good look in terms of Butler's hit the ball in the air, Lasko hit the ball in the air. Exactly what Adamitz does not want. He is adamant that he does not want it. He fires. Down and in with the off speed. Lugnuts took on Adamitz back on June the 28th. Went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 2 runs, 5 hits, 4 walks. A 1-1. And that missed a little low. Home plate umpires Nathan Hall. And talking with the umpiring supervisor, Bill Welke, said Hall, 26 years old, late to umpiring. He's only a couple of years in, but they really like the looks of him. The pitch, breaking ball around the outside corner. On the count now, 3 balls and a strike on Bautista. I love talking umpiring prospects, Adam.
Nerd.
Bautista did not face Adamitz that first time. The pitch. He lines it foul up the right side, up into the seats. Hopefully everybody's okay. That ball was stung. West Michigan, just like Lansing, the nets only extend down so far, only to the dugouts. And so directly beyond the dugouts, there are still seats, and the ball can get in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. One out, Butler. Does he run? Throw over to first base, back in standing. 16 steals, 3 times caught for Johnny. What do you think? Do you send him?
I like it. Let's be aggressive.
I think so, too. You've got a pitcher on the mat who does not strike out a lot of batters. The set, a look over. Look to the plate, at a throw over. And Butler, once again, steps back in. Danny's hitting 256 this year. A couple of RBI singles yesterday. Butler doesn't run, and the pitch is up and away for ball 4. And the Lugnuts have 2 on with 1 out for Will Simpson. Adam and I talked about this in the series opener, won by the Lugnuts 5-1. West Michigan's offense does not score a lot of runs. Plus, this is a great pitcher's ballpark. So therefore, you get an early lead. That means more at LMCU ballpark than at other facilities. And the catcher, Bennett Lee, is going to the mound. This would be key for the Lugnuts. Great chance to grab the early lead. Will Simpson, cleanup hitter in the order. Yesterday, 0-for-4, but he did draw an RBI walk. The day before that, in the series opener, he homered for the Lugnuts' first run, later added a double. Couple of Lugnuts Booster Club members are here in the ballpark today. Right behind the first base side dugout, Marsha Bullard, Carol Haley cheering on the Nuts. Butler at second, Batista Jr. at first, one out, no score in the first inning. Lefty to righty. The pitch. Butler takes off. It's called a strike. Going to third base. The tag waiting for Johnny Butler going in head first. He's caught stealing. Out number 2. And Batista Jr. stays put at first base.
Boy, he made a great effort there, Jesse. Swim move was intact. I thought maybe he got in there, but nice job by Ceretti to adjust. That's a clean, crisp throw from Bennett Lee.
Fourth time caught in 20 attempts. 2 outs, runner at first, and 0-1 pitch. Simpson takes the off-speed low. Boy, that changes the complexion of the inning. First and second, one out to runner at first, 2 gone. Simpson hitting 266, 11 homers, the deal. Low again, 2 balls and a strike. Oh, by the way, 57 walks drawn by Will. That leads the Lugnuts. Has them up near the top of the Oakland A's organization as a whole. Hitter's pitch. Simpson swings late and missed it. 2-2. In the Midwest League, Simpson tied for second in walks. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And he chased up and away for strike 3. First strikeout for Adamitz. Batista Jr. stranded. 1 walk, 1 hit, no runs. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing nothing. And now here come the West Michigan Whitecaps against the right-hander Jake Garland.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts didn't score in the top half. And now the West Michigan Whitecaps are coming up.
I couldn't see the sign. We took the wrong road.
Adam has moved the microphone. We'll see how this goes. Max Clark leads off, followed by Max Anderson, then Eddie Slanard against the Miami Hurricane, Jake Garland. 6'5", 260-pounder. Right against the lefty, Max Clark. The pitch. That starts him off with a called strike. Kitchen sink for Jake. He sinks that fastball. He can move it all about. Cutter, slider, knuckle curve, change. The pitch. Outside. So, if you're Max Clark, you've gone from facing Chen Jung Ao Juan to Luis Morales to Garland. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Strike two. Good luck for the youngster, 19 years of age, 2-for-9 with two singles in this series. Just called up to high A. Sensation out of Indiana, Franklin, Indiana. Garland throws, Clark swings and fights it off down the left side, falling, foul. Left fielder Butler was giving chase. Clark rounds second, that comes right back to the plate. I think that broke off a piece of the bat.
Nuts.
You know, Adam, every single person who is passing that microphone on the trash can in plenty view, they are going to add in their own comments. We should really make a super cut of all of this. We should have a camera down there, too.
You want some flavor and color to the broadcast. You got it, Jesse.
I'm not saying that your crowd microphone is trash. Clark takes down low. Peel up the check swing. And didn't go. It's above trash.
That's right. It may be a little stinky after, but I think it's going to work out nicely there. Right. Innovative placement.
It's not how it smells. It's how it sounds. No score. 2-2 pitch, Clark. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Knuckle curve. One away. Sorry, Max. Max Anderson now. Hello, Max. Garland throws. Low, ball one. Scoreless. Last of the first inning. The Nebraska Cornhusker taken in the second round, Anderson, righty-righty. The pitch. Line drive, base hit center field. Ryan Lasko down to Anita Field, play it in. One out single for the Whitecaps. That ball was lasered at 101. Now the DH, Eddie Slanard. We first saw Slanard get called up late in the year to join the Great Lakes Loons as a Dodgers mega prospect. Didn't work out for him with the Dodgers organization. Trying things out with the Tigers. On the pitch. That's down low. Ball one. Runner at first, one away. Anderson 1-for-1 in steals. No score. Garland throws. Swing and a miss. Adam, you asked me after yesterday's game, so did the Whitecaps try any steals? And I said, not a single one. And I don't think that Anderson is going to try to go either.
Well, they know you don't steal on the con, man.
The word is out. Garland offers. Low for ball two. Leonard in the midst of a minor league baseball rehab assignment, working his way back up to the AAA Toledo Mudhens. And his first game, he was 1-for-3 with a single. A 2-1 pitch. Outside for ball three. It was Leonard who should have had a second hit in that game and maybe a home run. What do you think? Home run or double? Robbed from him by leaping Ryan Lasko at the center field fence. A 3-ball, 1-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Garland in on the hands. Leonard, after Lasko caught that ball, took off his helmet and tipped it to the center fielder. 3-2. Anderson held at first by Batista Jr. At second, Yamauchi. At short, Anales. At third, Simpson. The catcher, Khan. The pitcher, Garland, missed outside. Ball four. Anderson to second. Leonard on at first. Single and a walk following the leadoff strikeout. And now the cleanup hitter, Roberto Campos. Now the outfield for the Nuts. Johnny Butler is in left. Ryan Lasko in center. Cameron Masterman is in right. Garland looks for the double play. Righty to righty. The deal. Campos takes ball one. Low and away. Garland this year has coaxed five double play balls. Puts them behind only Blaise Pontes and Jake Waters on the Nuts. Great chance here. Ball one offering. Check swing. Strike called at the knees. Right, everything is down in the zone and moving. How many batters this year have we seen? They just miss hit a Garland pitch right on the top and bury it in the ground. The pitch. Hit in the air, out to right, and softly from Masterman. Makes the catch. Runners retreat. Fires it into second. Anderson is standing at the bag. Leonard already back to first. Two outs.
Well, that's a good way to bounce back from a walk right there. And a base hit. Get that weak contact and find your way out of this half inning.
Should I do the play-by-play of each trash that's put in the bin?
Well, we just had some big popcorn bucket thrown in there.
Yeah. First and second, two away for Luis Santana. Santana starting at first base, hitting 204. No score in the first inning. Garland sets. Offers. Broke it down and away. Ball one with the knuckle curve. Big Jake. 17th router 2 years ago by the A's. Black Sox up to the knees. Offers. Low for ball two. When Garland misses with his pitches, last year I might have said, Adam, oh, he's looking erratic or he's not on. This year I feel it's more, okay, the batter didn't chase. Let's see what happens here. A 2-0. Down low, buried and blocked by Khan. I mean, Garland entering play today, only 23 walks and only 37 strikeouts following the strikeout of the leadoff hitter Clark. In general, he's just been around the zone and missing barrels. Now, Santana heading the count 3-0. He's only drawn 13 walks through 44 games. Is he swinging? He is, and he grounds to shortstop. Adelaide grabs, and over to second. The force out on Leonard, and the side retired. Luis Santana on 3-0. Grounds in the inning-ending fielder's choice. A single and a walk. Two left. No runs. And we go to the second inning from LMCU Ballpark. Scoreless between the Nuts and the Whitecaps.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A rebuild analyst leads off the second inning at LMCU Ballpark. The Lugnuts shortstop, followed by Conan Masterman, 5-6-7 against the lefty Joe Adamitz. No score. Adamitz goes to Annalis. A bouncing ball over the 6-5 lefty, takes off his glove and deadens in front of the third baseman, Ceretti. Infield single for A. Rebiel Annalis. And Adam, that is why you named him your spotlight lug nut to watch.
That's exactly why, Jesse. It doesn't matter how you get on base, how hard you hit it. And he's aboard.
You need a seltzer. You need a water.
Sir, seltzer. Seltzer, please.
Diet Coke. Vendor is stepped right in front of the crowd microphone.
Yeah, this is
right.
Exciting.
Yeah, there's traffic. Here's the pitch. Fouled away right side by Cole Kahn. Switch hitter batting right.
This is the caramel corn and diet Coke.
You want to play prices right? What do you got? How much is the caramel corn, Jesse?
I'm going to say $5.
Actual retail price.
Check swing. Strike two called outside corner. What used to happen is you would wear a button if you were a vendor that let everybody know the price of everything. That way they could just look at your button. Say, I'd like a beer.
Yeah, I could.
Adamitz is 0-2. Fastball missed inside. That's the John Beller special right there. Fastball at 88 miles an hour, trying for the inside corner at the knees. No, sir. Ball and two strikes on Cole Kahn. Homered and doubled in the opener. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul. You know, Adam, I had heard that Cole's best side of the plate for power before he joined the Lugnuts coming up from Stockton was the left side. But then he homered from the right side earlier in the series. He has homered from both sides of the plate in Lansing. So I asked him, which is your more powerful side? And he didn't know how to answer that. Stumped him. 1-2 from Adamitz. Fouled up and away. In batting practice today, hitting right because getting ready to take on the lefty, he cranked another one out. I think that's a good thing if a switch hitter is not sure which side has more power.
I told you when he got here, he said he doesn't believe he's got better power from one side or the other. He just said, I got power.
1-2. Punched foul on the ground right side. He does have power. And when you see him, he's what? 6 feet tall, 175 pounds. I said that like I was guessing, but in fact, I was looking at the roster. He is not the biggest guy, and yet the ball does take off of his bat. Crowd the plate, waiting on Adamitz. 1-2. Fouled away again. He is hanging tough. Kahn currently heading 250 with an OPS of 735. 5 doubles, 3 homers. This is his 30th game since getting called up. A look at first, the pitch. Kahn swings and misses. There's that great Adamitz changeup. Second strikeout for Adamitz, one away in the second inning. And the batter is Cameron Masterman. Left due to righty, no score. The pitch. That's right in there. Called strike on the fastball at 89 at the letters. Short lead at first for Annalis, who will run. And the pitch swung at and missed. 0-2. 89 and by him. He's a lefty. He's 6'5", so he's using his extension. And I remember a hitting coach telling me, with lefties, the ball seems to arrive quicker. 0-2, up and away. See, that one there, that was 91 miles an hour. But if you're Cam Masterman, you have to totally change your plan of attack. Masterman has 9 homers this year. 1-2, up and away. That's the other thing, too, I think about Adam when taking on Adamitz, is he is the sort of pitcher who wants you to nibble a couple of inches off the corner, wants the umpire to go out there with him. Deals a 2-2 to Masterman. Bowled straight back.
Curious to see if they hit the ball right at him.
How do you feel as an Adam about Adam Metz?
Well, I see him landing in New York, Jesse.
2-2, a chopper hit to second. Max Anderson grabs. Other hands to Jarvis coming across. One hot throw gets right beyond the first baseman Santana. Masterman dashes over to second. A fielder's choice force out on second of Aribel Anales. But then the throwing error by Jim Jarvis. And so instead of two outs, runner at first base, or the side being retired on a double play ball, Cameron Masterman is in scoring position on Jim Jarvis' seventh error of the year.
Well, the Whitecaps have kind of been kicking the ball around here the first couple of games of this series, and they get an early error here, and Lansing is taking advantage of a couple mistakes. We've seen three errors on Kevin McGonigal already.
Here's Saeed Valenzuela. Big error yesterday. McGonigal's throwing error in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Valenzuela takes a called strike in the inside corner. The Lugnuts led off the top of the ninth in a tie game yesterday. Jose Escorche grounded to short. It was an infield single, and then McGonigal threw it away. Escorche landed at second, and then he scored with two outs in the Batista Jr. RBI single. That was the game-winning run. 0-1. Down and in. One ball, one strike, and the switch hitting Saeed Valenzuela, DHing today. Runner at second, no score. Two outs. The lefty throws. Valenzuela chops it right up the middle of base, hitting the center field. Windmill from Masterman. Max Clark won't even try. Cam Scar is standing. RBI single for Valenzuela, immediately following the error by Jim Jarvis. And it's 1-0 Lugnuts.
Well, there you go. We just talked about it. The errors have hurt West Michigan, and Valenzuela makes it even more painful to start game three. Great job to get that thing up the middle, and Utz will take the run.
Now the number nine hitter, Casey Yamauchi. Two outs, Valenzuela on. The pitch takes the off-speed for a called strike. Well, if Yamauchi reaches, you've got the top of the order coming up. Right-handed batter against the southpaw. The pitch. Lofted out to shallow right center field. Clark's on the run. Dives, but can't make the catch. It's down. Around a third base, Valenzuela hangs tight there. The ball dished in by the second baseman, Anderson. It's a single for Yamauchi, and there are runners at the corners. A dying quail off the bat of Yamauchi that Max Clark, the 6-foot-tall center fielder, came dashing in and to his left. And a shallow right center gave a dive, couldn't make the catch, and then, well, quite frankly, it felt like he was getting swept around in a car accident. His body just kept on twirling away from the baseball.
You ever been in one of those Gravitron things before?
Yes.
Just spinning around?
That single put him in the spin cycle.
It sure did. A new NCAA 25 college football game out. Hit the circle button. Get the spin on right there.
What I've heard is use Judkins from Ohio State and you can't be stopped. Cheat code.
Really?
I'm dropping this knowledge on you right now.
Judkins is at Ohio State.
Folks are complaining.
By the way, what is Casey Yamauchi good for once a game?
He gets knocks, man.
He does.
Casey Yamauchi, 24th hit with the Lugnuts. He's back on. And he's a threat to steal second. And here's Johnny Butler, who's 1-for-1 with a single.
How about some sixth inning slaying in the second? A bloop and a bomb.
Well, the Butler knows a little something about that. 7 homers this year to go along with 19 doubles and 4 triples. The pitch, check swing, strike called inside corner. Shadow zone. One nothing Nuts. The pitch, down and away. Remember, There was a runner at first, one out for the Lugnuts. Cameron Masterman grounded a double play ball. Anderson flipped to Jarvis to step on second, but Jarvis threw wildly to first, and things have happened since. The pitch. Line drive out to left field, down for a base hit. Stevenson tried to cut it off to his right, dives, barely gets a piece of it. One run scores. Yamauchi held at third, a throw in behind him. He's safe. And Johnny Butler lands at second with an RBI double. It's 2-0 Lugnuts.
Errors, man. Take advantage of those errors. You said it, Jesse. The top of the order was coming up, and Johnny barreled it indeed out to left field. I tell you what, that's a great play by Stevenson to keep that thing close because it looked like it was going to roll under him and maybe get to the wall, and then it is immense doom for the Whitecaps.
Here's Ryan Lasko. Takes fastball for a called strike on the hands. Lasko flied out to the center fielder Clark his first time. A single here, and the Lugnuts could well double this 2-0 lead. Two outs. Second inning. The pitch floats across the inside corner. Strike two called with a changeup. With Lasko's great speed, all you want him to do, get a piece. Let's see what happens next. An 0-2 pitch from Joe Adamitz. Bought off, foul, over to the right side, into the seats. Lasko has three base hits in the series. Each has knocked in a run. In the opener, an RBI double and an RBI single. Yesterday, an RBI double. Today, he swings and misses, struck him out with the off-speed. On the side, retired. But Zahid Valenzuela's RBI single and Johnny Butler's RBI double have the Lugnuts up to a 2-0 lead. Four hits in all, two runners stranded, one big error. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Nuts.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nothing. Lugnuts going to the bottom of the second inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. You think that's going to be enough? Should we shut it down right here?
Yeah, I'd say that's good.
Jake Garland starts things off, ball one up and away to Jim Jarvis. Jarvis, Soretti, and Lee, 6-7-8 in the West Michigan order. Righty fires. And the left-handed hitting shortstop foul tips the pitch. One ball, one strike. Jim Jarvis committed the throwing error big in the top half. Garland rocks and throws. Hit foul off the left side. Out of play. Strike two. You know, Adam, I can make the case that it wasn't so big. Let's say Jarvis doesn't commit the throwing error on the double play ball. Let's say that Cameron Masterman's safe at first base. Well, it still goes single, single, double. Lug score two. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. But it did serve as a gut punch. Suddenly, Cameron Masterman was at second base with two outs. Valenzuela singled him in. Two batters later, Butler doubled in Valenzuela. Garland's 2-2. Hair to the air out to center field. That's Ryan Lasko territory. leisurely back with a one-handed catch. Like he's doing a dance out there. Easy. One down.
Get down tonight.
There's Danny Cerretti.
I know, we did
switch hitter bats left. The pitch fouled off right off his foot, and that smarts. Hops off the pain. Lansing 2, West Michigan nothing. The thing that Adam and I are joking about is West Michigan in years past, this team has actually had an explosive offense. And there have been years where the Lugnuts pitching staff has felt the brunt of it. This year's team has not shown an explosive offense. Garland deals. Down and in. So yesterday, when the Whitecaps had an inning with six consecutive base hits and five runs, that was unusual for them. But they only scored one run the whole rest of the game and lost. The pitch. Check swing. Down and in. Two balls, one strike. Garland to the plate. Down it in. Jackknifed in ball three. Entering play today, the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps had played the exact same number of games. And the Lugnuts had scored 100 more runs on the dot. 100. Garland 3-1. Grounded foul right side. And now the Lugnuts have scored 102 more runs. Lugs came in hitting 30 points higher, 250 to 220. OPS 73 points higher. Garland to Cerretti. Another ground ball foul right side. And the count maintains 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, bottom of the second. Nobody on for the Whitecaps, down 2-0. Now, Adam, there's something to be said for the fact that this is the best pitcher's ballpark in the league. Lansing's the best hitter's ballpark of the league. But Garland's payoff. Shot up the middle. One hop to the shortstop. Onales plants. Throws. Out at first. Two away. The Whitecaps have brought an anemic offense on the road. And the Lugnuts have brought a prolific offense on the road. They've scored outside of Lansing as well.
Which is ironic because, yeah, they've struggled the last couple of series at home. I mean, they didn't get much at all against the Loons over the weekend in a 3-game set.
Garland's pitch, swing and a miss, strike one for Bennett Lee, the right-handed hitting catcher. 2-0, the Whitecaps trail. Garland looks for a perfect inning. Then they came out here in the opener, scored 5, hit 2 home runs, scored 7 runs yesterday. Now looking for a third straight win in West Michigan in the 6-game series. The pitch, Lee takes a little inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bennett Lee's hitting 160. This pitch escapes the catcher con all the way to the backstop, ball two. I mean, the batting averages on the squad, Lee hitting 160, Danny Cerretti hitting 191. The wind, the 2-1. Down and away, ball three. Jim Jarvis, whom we saw earlier this inning, came in hitting 206. Josh Crouch, the catcher, hitting 182 and onward. A 3-1 pitch. Low for ball four. And a second walk given out today by Garland. A 2-out base runner here in the second inning. Bring up the number 9 hitter, Seth Stevenson, who's hitting 241. I mean, 241 is raising the team average.
You're not wrong.
But Stevenson was drafted in the 7th round 2 years ago out of Tennessee. And he was expected to be a lot more than this. Righty, righty. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike called at the letters. Fastball at 90. Two outs. At first base, Lee a short lead. 2-0 Lugnuts. The pitch. Down low. Do you think that if we put these Whitecaps batters in Lansing for more of the year, that their confidence would go up?
I think you put any batter in Lansing for a year, the confidence goes up.
A break even. Outside, back pick first base. It was wide of the line. Batista Jr. had to leave the base to go receive from Kahn. At least safely back in. The other news in Lansing, Michigan is, did you see that Governor Whitmer, in her official announcement, did say Lanstronauts? It is now official from Lansing Facts, the Demonim. The pitch, low. 3 balls and a strike on Stevenson.
Can I? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, no.
Nope, you finish.
So Lansing Facts coined, if you live in Lansing, you're a Lanstronaut. And this has now been taken statewide.
I like it.
The pitch. Yeah. Low for ball four. And that's back-to-back five-pitch walks. All right, what did you want to say?
I want to take a shot. Yes. Gov Whitner. Gretch.
Jesse, Big Gretch.
How far is Big Gretch's office from the ballpark?
Oh, it's right down the road.
It's like 3 blocks.
Constantly.
How many times have we seen Big Gretch at the game?
I have never seen her at a game.
I know she's busy, but you can't get to one game a summer? One?
I've seen her at a Great Lakes Loons game.
What is this? Come on, Big Gretch. She's got to get to Jackson Field. Get to a Lugnuts game.
Yeah. Lanstronaut. You know?
Get a launching pad from the Capitol to the field. We got to get out there.
Well, Lee at second, Stevenson at first, West Michigan down by two. Max Clark swings, chops up the middle. It's dangerous. It gets beyond the diving Yamauchi. Base hit to center. Bennett Lee scores. A throw to third base. Stevenson arrives standing. RBI single for Max Clark. And here come the Whitecaps. Down 2-1. It was a chopper pulled right at the mound. Casey Yamauchi playing the left-handed hitting Clark to pull. Just a little bit too far to his left to go get that ball ranging back to his right.
Well, that's the first RBI for the top prospect for the Tigers. Jake Garland, you got to stop walking guys at the bottom of the order. I mean, combine Bennett Lee and Seth Stevenson. They're 0-10 in this series. You got to make them put the ball in play. And now you've given up a run and potentially could give up the lead with one more hit.
Here's the slugging Max Anderson. Righty to righty. A ground ball hits a shortstop. Vacuum by Anales. Feeds Yamauchi at second. Clark is forced. Inning over. So perish that thought, Adam.
That's good.
In the bottom of the second inning, one run, one hit, two walks, runners left at the corners. And we are launching our way into the third inning, where your native Lanstronaut, Adam Jaxa, has the call. Lugnuts leading West Michigan 2-1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from West Michigan, LMCU Ballpark tonight. And the Lugnuts are in front 2-1 on this Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Christmas in July tonight. We've got Christmas hats, Christmas sweaters. You saw Mrs. Claus earlier in the audience. Here comes Danny Bautista Jr. First pitch is punched on the ground past the dime of the second baseman Anderson into right center field. Base hit on the opening pitch of the third. And the Nuts have their leadoff man on.
He did that twice yesterday, both times scoring Jose Escorche. That swing is patented.
That's what he does best. He just pushes the ball the other way. We saw a lot of lofted balls last year from him out to right field, but this year he's straighten it out. That's some line drives. Here's Will Simpson, first pitch. That is in there, inside corner, strike one. Good pitch. Simpson tonight struck out in his first at-bat. 2-1 Nuts, top three. Lefty Adamitz throws. Lofts out and gets away from Bennett Lee. Scampering to second is Bautista Jr. So a pass ball on Bennett Lee. And Lansing's got an opportunity to potentially get that run that they just gave up right back. It's the first high A RBI for Max Clark, the 19-year-old, number 10 prospect in all of minor league baseball. No Kevin McGonigal in the lineup today. The pitch, swing and a miss. And on the hands right there on Simpson. And that's a good pitch right there on the black once again from Adamitz. One, two. Poke back off the netting.
I honestly think that Joe Adamitz, with the way that he pitches, he's on the razor's edge with a guy like Simpson. It better hope that he gets swings and misses, because if Will guesses right, watch out.
11 home runs for Simpson. Had his 11th on Tuesday. The pitch, way outside. And he didn't just get his 11th. And he didn't just get his 11th at a pitcher-friendly park. He got it to dead center field, right over the 402 sign, and right over Max Clark's head. Welcome to high A, my friend. 2-2, way inside. That skips away on a wild pitch. Up to third goes Bautista Jr. He rounds, and he gets back to the bag. No chance there for Lee to come up with that.
I parked way in the back of the field.
I mean, you understand the assignment if you're Will Simpson right now. If it's not close, take your walk. If it is close, get your teammate in.
Payoff pitch, hammered up in the air, left center field. Stevenson is going back, loses his cap towards the track, towards the wall, bangs into it, makes the catch. Bautista Jr. tags and scores on the longest sacrifice fly you will see from Will Simpson all year. 3-1 Nuts.
Fastball at the top of the zone, and Will caught up with it. And that is testing the outer limits of LMCU ballpark. I mean, he got his teammate home. He understood the assignments.
Now here's Aribil Angeles. The pitch. My drive out to center field. Clark coming in. Slides forward, and he makes the catch on his belly. Good play by Clark. Got a good read on it. Two outs.
I want to go back to Will Simpson, because he homered to center field in the opener. Yesterday, Adam, he flew out to the wall in center. And here he is flying out to the wall in left center. He could have had home runs in the first three games of this series.
He has hit the ball well, stinging it. Okay, here's Cole Kahn. The pitch, swing and a miss. Lansing in front, 3-1 here in the top of the third. Two runs in the second, one in the third now. After West Michigan got one back in the bottom of the second. The pitch, popped up, shallow center field. Clark starts out, now comes in, waves off his teammates, under it, reaches up. And that'll do it for the third. Bautista Jr., a first pitch single, and then a big sacrifice fly to left after a pass ball and a wild pitch. And the Nuts back in front by two off to the bottom of the third.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A festive night tonight at LMCU Ballpark. It is Christmas in July night. Lansing is in front 3-1 on July 25th, 2024. Jesse, I got a question for you.
Go right ahead.
If, per se, the Lugnuts did play on Christmas in July night, and you could pick one pitcher to start for the Nuts, who would you pick?
There's clearly an answer to this.
Don't look too far away from the mound right now.
Is it Jake Garland?
Yes. I mean, listen, how perfect is that?
Oh, you've got a Garland on the mound for Christmas in July.
I love how that works out. His first pitch home. Eddie Slanar taking. It's down low. Ball one.
I'm going Wander Guante. Is there something I can do with Wander? Walking in a winter wonderland.
The pitch. That's popped up. Back behind home plate. Cole Kahn giving chase. Does he have room? He does. And it goes off of his glove into the netting and hangs up there on the little cement slab behind home plate. First strike one.
He tried to sell it.
Well, he did his best.
The ball is just resting on the concrete, but with his mitt right there.
Just like Garland rests on a tree on Christmas. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Jesse, I'm not a big Christmas fan. It's not my fave holiday.
So I'm learning.
Is that...
Row 14.
Is that very Grinchish of me?
Only if you want to steal it. If you're not in the stealing mood.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Eddie Slayenard is down. Second strikeout for Jake Garland. Nuts in front. 3-1 here. In the bottom of the third, if anybody was going to steal it, it'd be Cole Kahn, the con man, Jesse.
I did look up, and in Major League Baseball, there is exactly one Partridge who has played in his pear tree.
There you go. Here's Roberto Campos. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. My favorite Christmas song is The 12 Things of Christmas That Are Such a Pain to Me. The pitch. That's outside. 2-0. Number one, finding a Christmas tree. Ringing up the lights. The pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball over towards third. It's fair behind the bag. Simpson has it. Guns it across. Bautista Jr. fights the sun. And he's got it. 2 outs.
Hey, Papa, don't cut. I'm sorry.
5 months of bills. Facing my in-laws. Ringing up those lights. Ah, it's a classic. With 2 outs, here's Luis Santana. 3-1 Nuts, bottom three. The pitch, a bouncing ball, foul, strike one. So, my task for you is tell us why Hanukkah is better than Christmas. Go.
You got 8 straight nights of opening presents.
Yeah.
Do you know the Hanukkah ceremonial foods you're supposed to eat?
The pitch, that's down low. No, indulge.
Everything fried in oil. French fries, perfectly cool. Donuts, the Hanukkah food.
As American as it gets right there.
Yes.
The pitch, that's down low. 2-0.
It's a very good holiday.
All right, what else we got, Jeff? There's got to be more.
Well, I was the social secretary, so I would schedule different friends for each night.
The pitch, bouncing ball back, 2-0 on Luis Santana, 2 outs, base is clear.
I mean, let's say you want to get together with Clayton. You can get together with him. And then the next night, you could get together with Jake Garland.
I love that. Clayton Dog on my list, night one. 2-0, the pitch. Breaking ball is bounced foul. 8 nights, I feel like that's overwhelming. There's a lot you can do in 8 nights.
So what I always do, this is the tradition. You put all the presents in one spot, and then you choose which one or which ones you want to open.
The pitch, swing and a miss in the dirt. It's tagged by Kahn, and that is it for the third. So happy Christmas in July night to you, but also happy Hanukkah night in July to those that celebrate. We will head to the fourth inning, 3-1, Nuts in front at LMCU Ballpark.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Back here at LMCU Ballpark, thanks for tuning in tonight on a Thursday in late July, the 25th. Lansing in front 3-1, trying to add to their advantage. In the meantime, it is t-shirt toss time here at LMCU Ballpark. Up to the plate, Cameron Masterman, 7, 8, and 9 to face Joe Adamitz. The tall lefty comes home. Swing and a miss, strike one. By the way, up there on the dugout, just a moment ago, Roxy, one of the mascots. It is indeed her night. The pitch, breaking ball, way outside. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Christmas in July night got Holiday Roxy bobbleheads. Yeah, the pitch, swing and a miss. That one running outside. One ball, two strikes. So there you go. You get a souvenir tonight. You can wear your red and your green. You can watch the top Tiger prospect, Max Clark, leading off. You can watch the Nuts continue to beat the Tigers. The pitch, golfed out to left field, dropping it to base hit for Cameron Masterman. Leadoff man is on for a second consecutive inning for the Nuts. I should say a fourth consecutive inning for the Nuts. I don't want to sell you short.
How about the leadoff hitter going 4-for-4?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Tell you what, too. Earlier in that at bat, Adamitz had made him look really bad with a couple of off speeds. Not that last one.
The pitch. Saheed Valenzuela takes it outside. One ball, no strikes. You know, Chestnuts roasting on an open fire means they're red hot, you know? Just like the Lansing Lugnuts up 3-1 looking for a third straight win. Lefty ready to pitch. It's a bouncing ball towards second. Anderson has it, tags the bag, throws to first, double play. It was tailor-made. Saheed hit it well, but it was right at Anderson. A four unassisted to three, double play, two gone. Base is clear. Okay, so with two outs, here's Casey Yamauchi. Nuts out hitting the Whitecaps 7-2 and outscoring them 3-1. An error tonight by West Michigan, none by Lansing. The pitch.
No, I'm just at a baseball watching the Whitecaps lose again.
Yeah, they are losing again.
Yeah, watching them lose again.
It's tough, ma'am. It really, really is. The pitch home. There's a cue shot foul first base side. And they lost on Tuesday. They lost yesterday. They're losing today. But you know what they say, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Heck, the sun is still out right now.
All right, here's the 0-2 pitch. on the ground right at the second baseman, Anderson. He's got it. Wings to first, and that'll do it. Well, ma'am, that should make you happy. A 1-2-3 inning, double play, and a ground out, all started by the second baseman, Anderson. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time coming up when we return. 3-1, nuts.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Lugnuts in front 3-1 over the Whitecaps. Game 3 of 6 this week. A jam-packed LMCU ballpark tonight. They have come out all week long. And they are watching the Lugnuts try and win their third straight. Come from behind, 7-6 win yesterday for the good guys. And then a 5-1 win on Tuesday. Jake Garland has worked around 3 walks. He's worked around a couple of hits, did give up 1 run in the second. But a quick third inning. Here's Jim Jarvis, pitch home. It's a little bit down low, ball one. Bring it to some trivia in this fourth inning. The pitch. High bouncing ball towards first. Bautista Jr. charges, takes it off one hop, calls off Garland, tags the bag. One down. All right, so your trivia tonight. What is the best gift you've ever received?
That sounds like fishbowl.
That's not it, Jesse. We'll save that for later, maybe. Your question tonight. Who is the first team in Major League Baseball to pull off a triple steal? Here's Danny Ceretti. The pitch home. That's lofted a little bit high. Ball one. Again, your question tonight. Who is the first team in Major League Baseball to pull off a triple steal?
That is where the bases are loaded. The runner from third steals home. The runner from second steals third. And the runner from first steals second.
2-0 pitch. This is popped up center field. Lasko back, now over to his left, coming in on a slight jog, reaches up and makes the catch. 2 outs. 3-1, Nuts lead. Bottom four, bases clear. That's right, yeah. Home, third, and second, all stolen on the same play. It has not been done much. And asking you who's the first major league team to do it. We'll answer that in the bottom of the seventh. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com is the email. Pitch home to Bennett Lee. Bouncing ball foul, third base side. Think they're going to get this one tonight, Jesse?
No.
This is a tough one. But they are knowledgeable. We got time called by Bennett Lee.
This is also researchable.
It is, but what's the fun in that? See a Cal Ripken jersey down there. The pitch. That's flat back. No balls, two strikes. Researching the answer is kind of like playing in a game when you can't really play, but you're just trying to extend a streak to get the major league record. You see the comparison? The pitch. That's outside. 1-2.
I don't think you know a thing about Cal Ripken Jr.
You don't think so?
I don't think you do.
All right.
I can see a lot of folks in Santa hats.
The pitch, it's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Have I struck a nerve?
You did strike a nerve. I will proudly defend Cal Ripken Jr.'s honor.
The pitch home. And that is just down low. The Lugnuts were walking off the base, the baseball field. Do you know what's hilarious? The reason I said that now for a second time this season is because I thought you didn't like that record.
Oh, really? That's my favorite record.
The pitch?
That's, all right. That's my favorite baseball game, 26-32. I mean, I know all about it. So 21-31 is my favorite baseball game ever. Did you know that?
No, I clearly did not do my homework on my partner. The pitch? Down low, ball four, and Garland has walked Bennett Lee again. It's the eight hitter that doesn't have a hit in this series. He's now walked him twice, and the man coming on deck, who is also 0-for-7 in this series. So let's see if he can get out of this. Nuts in front, 3-1. I, for some reason, had it in my head that you thought that that record was tainted.
No.
So that's why I kept bringing it up. All right, I'll stand down. My apologies.
I think it's one of the greatest records.
The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. So Stevenson here does have an RBI, two walks, but he's 0-for-7 in this series. He does have three strikeouts. He's the tying run here in the fourth. The pitch home. Shows bunt, and Garland is down, two balls, no strikes. Max Clark, the ever-dangerous top prospect, waits on deck. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He went fastball in on the hand, strike one. Get himself back in this count.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have swung there if I was at Stevenson.
That thing was under the hands, right on the black. A pretty pitch. But a fringe pitch. 2-1. Chop foul. Oh, that's off his back foot. 2-2. A beautiful night for baseball, just short of 80 degrees. Light breeze. The sun is out in full force. Stevenson still hobbled here, trying to shake this thing off as he climbs back into the right side of the box. Reset the pitch clock, counting down from 17. 2-2. Breaking ball is weakly hit over towards short, sliding stop. Anhele shovel to second in time, caught by Yamauchi. That's a heck of a play by the shortstop, who gives a nice little pounded of the mitt to Yamauchi as they run off side by side. Garland works around the walk. We are through four. Nuts 3, Whitecaps 1. Cal Ripken fan himself, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, back right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts could be up by more than just 3-1. They have seven base hits, plus they've drawn a walk, plus they've received benefit of an error against West Michigan. But the lead is two as we open up the fifth inning. Top of the order against the lefty Joe Adamitz, who throws. And Johnny Butler drags a bunt right of the mound. There's no play to be made by West Michigan. Adamitz still tried the backhanded glove flip, and that was comical. The glove fell off. The baseball flew up into the air. And Johnny barrels his on with the bunt. Single. Johnny Bingle. So the leadoff hitter today is now 5-for-5 for the Lugnuts. And here's Ryan Lasko. Right-handed batter against the lefty. Up 3-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pulled the string on him. Lasko has flied to center and struck out swinging. Butler was on the bases back in the first inning and was thrown out trying to steal third. Adamitz deals. Fouled away right side. Johnny is now 3-for-3 in the game. Single in the first inning. RBI double in the second. Bunt single here in the fifth. Adamitz looks over at him. Throws. On the inside corner, strike three calls with a breaking ball. Fourth strikeout for Adamitz. And now the batter is Danny Bautista Jr. Danny has walked, singled, scored a run. 3-1 Lansing. One out, Butler at first. The pitch. That floats across for a called strike. Good news for the Lugnuts. When Butler has not been retired from home plate yet, nor is Bautista, the number one, number three hitter. The pitch, fouled away down the right side. Banged off the dugout railing, then off toward the bullpen for the Lugnuts. Where in the bullpen, there was double barrel action before. The lefty Garrett Irvin and the right-hander Grant Judkins in the bottom of the fourth inning. And right now, it's just the lefty Irvin. The pitch from Adamitz. Punched on the ground, down to first. Grabbed by Santana. Steps on first. Wings into second. Now Butler's in a rundown. A throw back to Santana. Runs Butler back towards second base. Gives it for the catch and the tag by Jim Jarvis, the shortstop. It goes Santana to Anderson to Santana to Jarvis. Double play, side retired, and we're halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still the Lugnuts 3, the Whitecaps 1.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 3-1 Lugnuts lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. New man on the mound for the Nuts is the left-hander Garrett Irvin. Jake Garland goes 4 innings today, allowing 1 second inning run, and that is all. Struck out 3 batters. He walked 3. He walked 4 batters. And he allowed 2 singles. He is now out, so Garrett Irvin could become the pitcher to win this game. Coming on last of the fifth, lefty to lefty, Irvin against Clark, Anderson, and Lanard. Max Clark swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. One for two today with an RBI single this last time. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Badly fooled by both of those Irvin offerings. That has been a rough welcome for the 19-year-old up here to High A. He has not fared well against these Lugnuts pitchers.
Tyler!
And at the 0-2. Lark takes Stanton away, ball one. Adam, I want to talk with you about the Oakland A's 2024 draft class. Big news on that front earlier today. First, though, the 1-2 to Clark. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Down and away with the breaking stuff. Irvin bans Clark, and there's one gone. Max Clark, last year drafted third overall. This year, the A's had the fourth overall pick, Nick Kurtz, the junior first baseman from Wake Forest. They signed him, and not just him. Max Anderson swings and misses, strike one. The A's announced today that they have signed 20 of their draft picks this year. 20 of 21. The only player they did not eat to a contract was their 20th rounder. 0-1. Clark gets under it. Out in the right field. Cam Masterman down the line at a foul ground toward his bullpen. Back to his right to make the catch. Two outs. Right-hander Grant Judkins is warming up for the sixth inning. Garrett Irvin is one out away from sending us to the sixth. Lugnuts leading 3-1. But how about this, Adam? Nick Kurtz, the first rounder. Tommy White, the second rounder. Gage Jump, the compensatory B pick. And onward, all of them signing their contracts announced today by the A's. The pitch to Eddie Slanar down and in, ball one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jesse, the organization as a whole, they got much, much better today. Great to see all the guys sign, and now the fun part. We see, where do they head?
That's right. 2 weeks, Irvin throws. Outside. The rule is that teams have 15 days to assign all of their draft picks to a team. By the way, there were also four undrafted free agents who signed. Two outs, nobody on, 3-1 Lugnuts. The pitch to Lanard, lefty to righty. Down low, three balls, no strikes. So, I worked up my diagram earlier today about all the position players, because my expectation is that we might not see too many of the pitchers that the A's drafted get assigned to a spot. But Nick Kurtz, Tommy White, yeah. Here's the pitch. Side corner, strike call. There's every chance we could see the first rounder with the Lugnuts in a couple of weeks.
Get us Nicky Nukes to Lansing.
A 3-1. Chopper it down to third, grabbed by Simpson on one big bounce. The throw across, side retired. Perfect fashion for Garrett Irvin to the 1-2-3 hitters. So, big news from the draft class. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts doing mighty fine themselves. They're looking for a third straight win here in West Michigan, and they bring a 3-1 lead to the sixth inning from LMCU Ballpark.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Joe Adamitz is now out, the Whitecaps starter. The big lefty today, 5 innings of work, 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned. He walked 1, he struck out 4, no homers. He's in line to lose the game. Over to the bullpen, and here's the right-hander, Eric Pinales. Lugnuts leading the Whitecaps 3-1. Will Simpson, the cleanup hitter, greets him. Right-hander against right-hander. Strike called at the fastball in the inside corner, although it only came in at about 88 miles an hour or so. Ah, cutter. And the 0-1. Outside. There's the fastball. Simpson is 0-1 with a strikeout, and his last time up, a sack fly to the left center field wall. A 1-1. Hit in the air and foul, towering up the right side. Campos over through the bullpen. Jumping up, he can't make the catch. It is just outside the wall and into the seated area where they have put tables behind the Lugnuts pen. Roberto Campos hit it high on his left hip. On the count on Simpson now, 1-2. Good gravy. Simpson takes a called strike 3. Slider right in there. And there's one away. Sixth inning means it's time for some sixth inning slang. And I had to give you the sixth inning slang before when Will Simpson was not at home plate. I don't want him to, you know, get peeved. The sixth inning slang today is warning track power. Hey, Rebialanales takes a called strike.
Man.
Will Simpson does not have warning track power.
No.
The pitch. Hey, Rebialanales hits a high fly to deep left center field. Back goes Seth Stevenson, and he runs it down on the warning track.
It looks like
Stevenson
looks like yours.
Showing big time speed. Two outs. Adam, they're asking questions about the crowd microphone down there.
Take it easy.
Here's Cole Kahn. And the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Was that warning track power for A. Rebialanales?
Yeah, it sure was.
Kahn turns around, bats left. 3-1 nuts in the sixth inning. And a 1. Outside. Uh-oh. Adam, they've taken the microphone. They just picked up the microphone. They've taken it, and you're going to need to go down there.
Oh, my.
Here's the pitch to Kahn. He swings and misses. The count is 1-2. Uh-oh, he's putting the crowd microphone. He's walking back to the trash can, and he's talking to the fans who are sitting there. They're now talking it through. 1-2, 2 outs. Kahn batting, nobody on.
My guy, put the crowd mic down.
He nearly dropped it. And a swing and a miss by Cole Kahn. He strikes out. The crowd microphone has been placed back down. It's a perfect frame for Eric Pinales. We've got bigger problems in store for us. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're going to need to label that with the Lugnuts logo. It's 3-1 Lansing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We have a developing situation at LMCU Ballpark. Let's go to our special correspondent, Adam Jaxa, about the crowd microphone.
Well, Jesse, I was hoping you would take more time. I'm out of breath from sprinting up the stairs.
No chance.
I was hoping you would, what's that word, filibuster for me?
So here we go. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts lead the Whitecaps 3-1. Garrett Irvin fired a perfect fifth inning in relief of the starter, Jake Garland. And now the Lugnuts have turned to the tandem reliever. Grant Judkins is now in to take on Campos, Santana, and Jarvis. Pitch, Roberto Campos swings and misses. Slow curve, strike one. Campos is 0-2 with a fly out to right and a ground out to third. He takes the breaking ball low. One ball, one strike. As you hear, we have the crowd microphone safely back in place, resting precariously on the trash can. Righty, the pitch from the Iowa Hawkeye. Down and in, ball two. Judkins comes in with a 2.83 ERA through 17 appearances. This is his 10th out of the bullpen. 57 in the third innings, 2.18 average against. Pitch on its way. Fouled away right side for strike two.
Would you believe, Jesse, that I explained it to the man? He said okay.
In 30 seconds, you explained it to him.
And?
Kepa swings and misses, and he's gone. Strikeout victim to open up the sixth.
You know, this individual didn't even have the audacity, the decency to say sorry. Come on, my guy.
No apology.
Just clueless. Picking up our crowd mic, putting it down, picking it back up. What is this, a charity outing?
Here's Luis Santana, who takes a ball low. One out, nobody on. 3-1 Lugnuts. They might be in a bad mood because of the game, the way the series is going.
The game's...
Yeah, 1-0. Outside corner, strike call. You went down there and you said, hey, this is our stuff. Don't touch our stuff. 1-1. Fastball up and in. I did like that the fan seemed to understand a microphone pointed at home plate might be getting sound. The pitch. Santana grounds it to third. Will Simpson gloves, throws to first. Batista Jr. receives out number two. Our sixth inning slang today is warning track power. Here's Jim Jarvis, 0-2 with a fly out to center, the ground out to first. Left-handed batter, 3-1 nuts. Judkins winds and throws. Curves it in for a called strike. Warning track power is not a good thing to say about a batter. That is, he hits it as hard as he can, flies out to the track. His pitch is down low. In batting practice, if a player wails into a pitch and all the ball can do is just sail to the warning track, there's an issue. A 1-1 is punched to third, and the air taken in by Simpson, leaning in. The man with 11 home runs this year puts away the sixth inning. Adam, did you have warning track power?
Jesse, I wish I could hit it that far.
Let's go to the seventh inning. Adam's much better at hitting the ball down the fairway. He's got the call. Onward to the seventh. Lugnuts leading 3-1.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Two-thirds of the way home here in game three of six on the west side of the state. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh, my gosh. They have touched our crowd mic again. Oh, they got to empty the trash. Don't worry. Get it up and rolling here in just a second. But the Lugnuts are in front, 3-1. What an adventure this has been. Okay, Eric Pinales is back out there. Cameron Masterman ready, the first pitch. And that's in there, strike one.
Dude, what a great song, too.
Pinales ready, pitch two. Swing and a miss. A couple of good-looking sliders low and in on Masterman. Nutt scored two runs in the second and one in the third. That has been it so far. No runs in the last few innings. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Way outside. One ball, two strikes. Hold on, folks. They're almost done filling up the new trash can, so then our mic will be back up and rolling. So glad you're enjoying this with us. Life on the road in minor league baseball. Oh, he's not even going to put our mic back. That's tough. 1-2. Swing and it's lined out to left field, down for a base hit and heading towards the wall. Over to his right is Stevenson to pick it up. Masterman cruises into second with a double.
Designated hitter number three, Saheed. How bad did that hurt?
All right, here comes Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch. That's inside, ball one. So Lansing gets a double from Masterman. And trying to tack on to a 3-1 lead here in the seventh. Righty lefty. And the pitch home. Breaking ball, that's on the outside corner. Strike one. I should say down towards the middle of the plate there. That came back in across. RBI single for Valenzuela in the second, and then a double play in the fourth, and he grounded into, hit it hard right at the second baseman, Anderson. The pitch is a bouncing ball right to Anderson at second again. He waits, throws to first, and it's in time. Masterman slides over to third, so a productive first out for Saheed Valenzuela. Nuts now have a couple of opportunities to knock in Masterman and take a three-run advantage. West Michigan brings the infield in. And that's low and outside, ball one. The pitch, oh boy. All right. The pitch home. Ooh, that goes off the helmet of Yamauchi. Is he all right? Yes, he is. He's got a smile on his face. It was a breaking ball that came in and knocked the helmet off. And Noah Huff is going to come out here and check this out. We're working on replacing our crowd mic. This is outstanding. We're going to do this on air. All right, so we're bringing the crowd mic up the aisle. By the way, Yamauchi is okay. And now we're placing it back on. And now we're placing it right at home plate. Shout out Nate Wingler, the number two broadcaster for the Whitecaps. What an adventure this has been. And now we have runners at first and third. This is the most journey field
to each other, you know,
adventure we have had. And here comes Johnny Butler, the pitch. There's our crowd mic. The pitch is outside. Ball one. I apologize, folks. This has been something here. So an HBP, great to see that Yamauchi is okay because that one hit right off his helmet, knocked it off, but that's the reason you got it. Now the Nuts, a golden opportunity to score. On the ground, foul, first base side. One ball, one strike on Johnny Butler. He's 3-for-3 tonight. Single, RBI double, and a bunt single. You can't catch a break with this thing. They're taking pictures in front. All right, here's the pitch. That's down low. Off to second. Yamauchi doesn't draw a throw because Masterman was thinking about coming home. So Yamauchi steals second. And they're at second and third with one out. And a hitter-friendly 2-1 count for Johnny Butler. So now a base hit could score two. Nuts in front, 3-1. Infield still drawn in for the Whitecaps. We're in the top of the seventh in West Michigan. Pinal is set, throws home. Oh, time called, last second. It's a pitch clock violation. It's 3 balls and a strike. West Michigan unraveling here in this seventh inning. It has gone double, ground out to second. Yamauchi plunked in the head. And now Butler, the leadoff man, is up 3-1. That after a steal from Yamauchi to second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He challenged him right down the chute at 90 miles an hour.
And understand, that pitch is cutting. Late movement.
And Butler put something in play. 3-for-3 tonight. Time called again. This one for Johnny Butler, I believe. Masterman at third. Yamauchi at second. The only other extra base hit tonight came from Johnny Butler. He had a double back in the second. The pitch. Golfed out to right center field. This should score the run. Clark is going back to his left, sprinting towards the track. Stops, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Yamauchi tags to third. Masterman tags home. Sack fly Butler. 4-1 Lugnuts. A great at-bat by Johnny Butler, and he nearly sent that one out of here to right center field.
Adam, I was watching carefully because that was close to being a two-run sack fly. If Max Clark doesn't hit his cutoff, man, I think Yamauchi is going to be sent home.
Well, he turned third base like he was looking for it. Here's Ryan Lasko trying for a two-out knock. The pitch. Right-hander takes it down low. Ball one. So Nuts score the first run since that third inning. West Michigan's lone run came in the second. What a start to this series for Lansing. The pitch home. That's cued back off the netting. Strike one. We opened the broadcast and this series on Tuesday saying if Lansing finds a way to win this series, they are right back in the hunt for playoffs in this second half. And they're 9 outs away from winning it. The pitch. down low. Two balls and a strike. Nine outs away from winning the first three games. Halfway home. Lugnuts out hitting the Whitecaps 9-2. They're outscoring them 4-1 with another runner at third, but two outs. Lasko 0-3, two strikeouts. 1-2. Up and in. That buzzes the tower. So Lasko removes his helmet. It was a breaking ball that hit Yamauchi in the head and popped off his helmet. And that was a fastball in at 96.
Oh, that was nice of him.
The pitch. That's up high, ball four. So they're at the corners with Danny Bautista Jr. coming to the plate.
I think Ryan Lasko tries to steal second.
Well, it's the same type of thing that they were looking at there. Forced the throw because Yamauchi's got that great speed. They didn't get the throw when Yamauchi left. And Masterman stayed at third. And in the meantime, we get a visit for the Whitecaps. It's Dan Rickaball, the longtime pitching coach, that is out there to try and slow things down here. But this is a golden chance right here with two outs to open this thing up for Lansing.
It's one of those cases, too. The Lugnuts are out hitting West Michigan 9-2, so you'd like to get a lot more comfortable. A three-run lead right now is pretty easy for the Whitecaps to bring the potential tying run up into the batter's box. And yet, the Lugnuts have pitched the Whitecaps so well over the course of this series with one half-inning exception. I mean, you score runs here, you make yourself very comfortable.
Yeah, the three-run lead here with how West Michigan has struggled against Lansing pitching really feels like five or six runs. But again, it would be nice to get some more runs here and try and open this thing up as Danny Bautista Jr. comes up with two outs. They're at first and third against Eric Pinales here in this seventh inning. Righty Runny, the pitch. On the ground, right at the second baseman. Anderson has it, wings it to first, and that is in time. Great job by Christian Argueza, the bases umpire, to jump out of the way there to avoid that ball. So Lansing leaves two stranded. They do get a run thanks to the double from Masterman and the sack fly from Butler. Stretching it out to the bottom of the seventh, 4-1 Lansing.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're off to the bottom of the seventh inning here in West Michigan. Lansing leading 4-1. They're out hitting West Michigan 9-1. And the Nuts did leave two stranded, but they did get a run on the board, so up in that advantage, trying to win their third straight in this series. Grant Judkins is back out there. Danny Soretti, Bennett Lee, and Seth Stevenson, 7, 8, and 9, who he faces. First pitch home to the lefty. That's inside, ball one. We're going to get that trivia question answered for you here in the bottom of the seventh. Judkins shakes off a couple of sides from Kahn. The pitch. Breaking ball is fouled back. Well, for the Nuts, Jake Garland went four, gave up one run, four walks, three strikeouts. Garrett Irving went an inning. No hits, no runs, and a strikeout. The pitch home. Bunt showed and put back off the netting. One and two on Siretti. Now Junkins, his second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3-6 with a strikeout to open things up. The pitch home. Lifted deep right field. This is over the head of Masterman, and it's off the wall. He plays it off a couple of bounces, fires it into second, close play, and sliding in safe is Siretti. The first hit for the Whitecaps since the second inning. Their first extra base hit of the game. Just a bulleted ball out to right field on a 1-2 pitch. Okay, so one on, nobody out. Here's Bennett Lee. Righty, righty. Judkins throws. Fastball shoots in. Strike one. All right, so back in the fourth inning, we asked you, who was the first team in Major League Baseball to pull off a triple steal? That is stealing second, third, and home all at the same time. Judkins, 0-1 pitch. It's kicked back foul. Strike two.
Yeah, we did.
What do you got for me over there?
Yeah, we got answers. Paul Hammerly and Leanne Cook riding in. Leanne riding Philadelphia Athletics in 1930. Paul Hammerly said they did it twice in the same game.
How about those Philly A's, baby? 0-2 pitch instead as it turned back to second. As we turn back the clock to this day in baseball history, in 1930. Great answers, folks. You are both correct. The Athletics pull off triple steals twice in one game against then the Indians. It's the only time in Major League Baseball history that a triple steal has happened twice by the same team in one game.
Incredible.
That was a long time ago, and a record that still stands. The pitch, slider in there, outside corner. Pretty pitch from Junkins. Down goes Lee for the first out of the seventh. Second strikeout for Grant Judkins. And as the old Tiger broadcaster Ernie Harwell would say, he stood there like the house on the side of the road. Cole Kahn out there to have a quick chat with Grant Judkins. They're all squared away. Here comes Seth Stevenson. Six strikeout for the Whitecaps tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Runner at second. One away. Bottom seven. 4-1 Nuts. The pitch. Slider. And that just clipped the bottom of the zone, but not given by Nathan Hall. Ball one. Judkins set. Throws home. Fastball. That's in there. Middle. Strike one.
The thing about Judkins, there are other pitchers who pitch to contact. He very sneakily can be a strikeout guy because of how well he spins it.
1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball over to the left side. It's caught by Angeles. Throws on the run. Bautista's got it, and he runs the baseball back to the center of the infield. Great play by Angeles. Holding at second is Siretti. Two outs.
Can we just appreciate Arrivillanales in this game? Offensively, he's been locked in. I mean, he's 1-for-3 with a hard line out taken away from him on a diving catch and a deep fly out to the wall in left center. And defensively, he's pulled off a couple of gems. Very quietly, Adam, he's been one of the Lugnuts' best players tonight.
Here's Max Clark, the pitch. That's outside to the lefty, ball one. 4-1, Lugnuts leading, bottom seven. He also had to fight off Will Simpson, who was running in front of him to his left. We've seen Simpson do that at first. The pitch, line drive out to right field, down for a base hit. This will score a run. In from third, Siretti comes in. No throw to the plate. It's the second RBI tonight by the 19-year-old. Lead is cut in half. It's 4-2.
He's their offense. It was a fastball that was in on the corner. And Max Clark just dropped the barrel down on it. That's the best swing we've seen from him in 3 days.
Everything had been on the ground to this point for Clark. That one, a line drive to right. 95 off the bat. And it's a two-run game in the bottom of the seventh. One on, two out. The pitch home to Max Anderson on its way. Breaking ball, bounced out. Angele sliding stop on his knees. Gets up, fires to first. Stretch from Bautista Jr. Eurybio Angeles does it again. A heck of a play in the hole from Ruby. We will head to the eighth. Whitecaps get a run back still. Nuts in front, 4-2.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, back we come here to the top of the eighth. Lansing six outs away from starting 3-0 in this series. Long way to go, but West Michigan, give them credit. They've come back here, and they've cut this to a two-run game. We've got a new pitcher in the game, and it is Marco Jimenez. A right-hander that will face Will Simpson.
Yo, what if they just have, like, three crashes?
Here comes the pitch home. That's inside, ball one. Well, it's been a quieter night for Will Simpson, but he did have a massive sack fly. It went all the way to the wall. It was a great grab and left by Stevenson back in the third. Pitch, fly back foul. One ball, one strike.
Nothing quiet about the contact off his bat.
Here's the pitch home. Golfed out to a jumping third baseman, Soretti. Times it up perfectly. One down.
For Will, now, he's 0 for 3, right? And there have been outs in all four of his plate appearances. But I would argue that he's had two rough plate appearances and two excellent ones.
That one just didn't quite get over the third baseman. Okay, here's Angeles, the pitch. Inside, ball one. Carlos Marcano, or apologize here. Marco Jimenez, righty, 6 foot tall, 230. The pitch. This is flied up in the air, shallow left center. In comes the center fielder Clark, and he calls off the shortstop Jim Jarvis, who is way out there. Two outs. This feels like a big momentum spot here for West Michigan. They just got a run back, and if they could get a quick eighth inning. This is still just a two-run game. Lansing won by a run yesterday. They came back. They handled things 5-1 on Tuesday as Cole Kahn comes to the plate.
Here's what I'm curious about. Does West Michigan get Max Clark back up to the plate?
Well, we're going to find out. Pitch home to the lefty. That's down low. The switch hitting lefty, Cole Kahn.
If it's an easy bottom of the eighth inning, you face 3-4 batters. There might be a chance for you to go 3-3 down in the ninth and no more Clark.
The pitch home. Up high. Two balls, no strikes.
He's the one batter who threatens you in the West Michigan attack right now.
He's got both RBIs. Three hits now for Clark in his first three games at high A. 2-0 pitch. Kahn smacks it back. Foul. Well, Cole Kahn did some damage on Tuesday. He yanked a ball out to left, right by the scoreboard. That was from the right side. His third home run of the year. And second from the right side with the nuts since his promotion. 2-1. That's off the outer edge at the top of the zone. 3-1. It's been a tame crowd here tonight outside of those two Max Clark hits and runs. Nuts have done a great job pitching it. 3-1. Checked it. It's outside. Ball four. Good at bat again from Cole Kahn. First time he is aboard tonight.
Well, and considering how Cameron Masterman has swung it, get him up there with the man on.
Masterman, one of two players tonight for the Nuts. He's got two base hits. Butler, the other, with multi-base hits. He's got three. Masterman's reached all three times. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch home. That's at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Fielder's choice. And then he reached second on an error. Came in to score the first run of the game. And Masterman singled in the fourth. Doubled and scored a run in the seventh. 4-2 Nuts. Top eight. The pitch. There goes Kahn. Swinging a tapper to the left of the mound. Jimenez fields it. Sets. Fires to first. It's caught by Santana. And that's it for Lansing. The walk to Kahn is stranded. Bottom eight coming up next. 4-2 Lansing on the west side of the state.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
The piano man singing us a song tonight in the break. Billy Joel's Piano Man being played by one of the dueling pianists. So how about that? It is nearly 9 o'clock on a Thursday, and the Lugnuts are in front 4-2. There will be no smiles running away from our faces. Here comes Grant Jupkins, first pitch home. That's popped up right field. Back goes Masterman. He's got room in front of the track. Glides to his left. Two claps this time, one out.
Adam, I saw that smile run to your face.
Man, piano man, play that as much as you can. What a song by Billy.
You're not that what? Flexible.
Pitch home. That's kick back. Up to the sweet strike one on Roberto Campos.
To the folks out there who do not understand Adam's relationship with Billy Joel, it is strong.
Very, very strong indeed. The 0-1 pitch. That's kickback foul. No balls, two strikes.
A
No balls, two strikes. That's up high. You know, you think there's some Whitecaps fans in the stands going, Bill, can you believe the Lugnuts are killing me? 1-2 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes.
On this dueling pianos night, I would have thought that we would have heard more Billy Joel.
Well, they did get the one that they needed to play right after the seventh ended. Here's a pitch home. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. Craig Conklin, the manager, is certainly giving his team the smile. I could do this all night, Jesse. 3-2 pitch. Slider, swing, and a miss. Campos got that at the bottom of the zone. Second time, Judkins has gone slider for the strikeout. Two down.
He can really spin it.
Yes, he can. Now Luis Santana stands in the way of the ninth. The pitch. High chopper over towards short. Angeles takes it off a short hop scoop. Throws on the run to first. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, indeed. Eurybio Angeles is on another planet tonight. Lugnuts baseball through eight. Good guys up 4-2. Three outs away from taking the first three in West Michigan. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back for the ninth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the ninth. Lugnuts leading the Whitecaps 4-2. Looking for some insurance before we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Nuts will be three outs away from a third straight win here in West Michigan. A fourth straight win overall and a seventh straight victory on the road. Lugnuts batters coming up here for the ninth inning as follows. Valenzuela, Yamauchi, Butler, 8-9-1. The right-hander Marco Jimenez deals. On the first offering, lifted foul, soaring off to the left, out of the rooftop from Zahid Valenzuela. Strike one. Big change for Zahid. He shaved his mustache. And 0-1. A little bit up and away.
I hated to see it go, I'm not going to lie.
Said that his mustache was getting a little bit too thick, a little bit too long. The pitch, line drive, left center field, Stevenson over, and runs it down. Seth Stevenson has been playing some exceptional left field.
He's had to track down balls in and out towards the track tonight, off the wall. I mean, Lansing has punished the baseball out there, but he has caught a lot.
One away for Casey Yamauchi, who his last time up, he was hit in the head by a pitch from Eric Penales. Righty-righty, 4-2 Lugnuts in the ninth inning. The pitch. Off the inside corner, ball one. Was that the rumble of thunder?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Is that Zeus above us?
No, I was thinking that was my name. Number nine hitter Yamauchi waiting. Pitch on its way. Bouncer foul at home. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Whitecaps will have Jarvis, Soretti, and Lee, the 6, 7, and 8 batters. And Max Clark, the 19-year-old phenom, would still be 2 batters away. The windup. The pitch. Down low, skipping in. For the ninth inning, it appears that we'll see the right-hander from Hawaii, Hunter Brough. A 2-1 hitter's pitch from Jimenez to Yamauchi. A little low. 3 balls and a strike. Casey Yamauchi hailing from Hilo, Hawaii. Different island than his teammates Blaze Pontes and Hunter Brough. The two pitchers, Brough and Pontes, went to high school together. Casey signed as an undrafted free agent out of the D2 school. 3-1. Fly ball, left field. Another chance for Stevenson. Racing out to the alley. He's got another. Seth Stevenson on the sprint, angling away from the field. If he doesn't get it, that's a triple for Yamauchi. Instead, it's out number 2.
Guy's going to have to get an ice bath after this game is over.
Yeah, get him some oxygen as well. Top of the order in Johnny Butler. 2 outs, nobody on. Jimenez winds and throws. And Butler takes a called strike. The home plate umpire, Nathan Hall. Not too many folks have disagreed with his calls today of the strike zone. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Butler hits it in the air down the left field line. There goes Stevenson out toward the corner. And he nearly overran it. He reached back and he made the catch. And we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 2. 3 outs away from a third straight win over the Whitecaps.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnut stick with the right-hander Grant Judkins for the bottom of the ninth inning. The Whitecaps fans are bringing the energy. Their team is down by 2. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 2, bottom of the ninth. Jim Jarvis, Denny Soretti, and Bennett Lee. 6, 7, 8 batters in the order. When the Whitecaps played in Lansing and won 4 out of 6 games, Jim Jarvis was their leadoff hitter. The left-handed shortstop out of Alabama takes a ball low. Jarvis today is fly to center, grounded to first, and lined to third. Third baseman Simpson is in. Here's the pitch. And that breaks low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jake Garland started. Went 4 innings, allowed 1 run in the 2nd inning. The pitch, Jarvis hits a fly ball, left field, Johnny Butler waits, puts it away. Routine out number 1. Canicorn. After Garland's 4 innings, Garrett Irvin fired a perfect fifth. And then the ball went to Judkins. Perfect 6th inning, allowed a run on 2 hits in the 7th. Perfect 8th. 2 outs away from locking down a 4-2 win. Judkins to Danny Ceretti. Switch hitter batting left. Ball one down and away.
Well, the name of the game, Jesse, don't let the tying run come to the plate. That's it.
Tying run right now in the on-deck circle. The pitch, that bounces in and right through catcher Khan. The thing is here in West Michigan, because it's so difficult to hit a home run, let's say Ceretti reaches, it would be unlikely to think that Bennett Lee, the man on deck, would take you yard. Fouled straight back, two balls and a strike. In Lansing, Michigan, much more likely that a batter would go deep.
Well, and the other thing, don't get back to the top of the order with Max Clark. You've got three guys here to get two outs.
One out, nobody on. 2-1 pitch from Judkins. Up and in. Did it hit the bat or the hand? It's ruled that it hit the hand of Ceretti, I believe, and he's awarded first base by the home plate umpire Hall.
No. That hit the knob of
the
bat.
Did they call the bat?
That hit the knob of the bat. It's 2-2.
I saw Nathan Hall point. Danny Ceretti is going down. Tony Cappicelli watching from third base. The bat boy has taken the bat. The bat boy has taken the equipment. He's going down to first base.
No way. Hit it off the knob of the bat. If that hit him in the hand, he's not still in this game.
Well, there's all this equipment and armor.
Yeah, he's wearing the armor on his arms. His hands are ringing because it hit the knob of the bat. You could hear it.
No argument from the Lugnuts dugout.
Wow.
Ceretti down to first base. Tying run at home plate in the person of Bennett Lee. Double play ball would end the game. Righty to righty. Breaking ball slices in for a called strike. Just the second batter that Judkins has hit with a pitch all year. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 2. The deal. Line drive, left field, down for base in front of Butler. Ceretti checks into second. Butler lobs into shortstop. A single for Lee. Here come the Whitecaps. And manager Craig Conklin is going out to the mound. Patrick Lee pinch runs at first base for Bennett Lee. No relation. And the Lugnuts are bringing in Hunter Bro in the bottom of the ninth inning, looking for outs 26 and 27.
Did you think it was going to be easy?
Yes, I did. I thought it was going to be a walk in the park.
Well, they did give him a walk in the park with that interesting call that was just made.
Hunter Bro inspected by the bases umpire Arguesa and now walking toward the mound. Bro this year 6-for-6 in saves. He has finished 18 games. He has 36 strikeouts and 18 walks and 34 and a third innings, the league batting .254 against him. And the last time that we saw Bro in a game, he was working earlier this series. You go back 2 days ago, this series opener. 1 1/3 perfect. He struck out 2. The Whitecaps couldn't touch him. Yesterday, we saw Diego Barrera lock things down and save the Lugnuts 7-6 win.
Well, it really is his fastball, Jesse. He's running it up there this year, 97, 98. And he's been able to work off that. So if he can locate that, he's a tough out there on the hill. And with that high-velocity fastball, too, if you connect on it, you might get a hard-hit ground ball and potentially get two and end this game.
Big key for Bro. When he goes wrong, we've seen him lose the zone. And if he walks the first batter that he faces, the number 9 hitter, Seth Stevenson, you bring up Max Clark with the bases loaded and a chance to really put himself on the map. The 19-year-old Tigers' number 1 overall prospect has knocked in both Whitecaps runs today.
I vote for the double play. Simple as that.
That works for me.
Vote yes on the double play this July.
Bro's last warm-up pitch nearly took the mitt off of his catcher, Cole Khan. Elsewhere on the Midwest League scoreboard, the Lugnuts enter to the night down 3 games to the first place Dayton Dragons. Dayton and Fort Wayne are tied up 3-3, and they're going to the 7th inning from Dayair Ballpark. The Dragons will be in Lansing, Michigan starting next Tuesday. Here we go. Hunter Bro against Seth Stevenson. Patrick Lee at first, Danny Soretti at second. 4-2 in the 9th, 1 out. The pitch, outside corner, strike home. Soretti at second, 3 steals, 3 times caught. Lee, the pinch runner at first, 12-for-12. Corner infielders pinching. Pitch on its way, up and in. Second baseman Casey Yamauchi is playing right up the middle and in tight to Soretti. The outfielders are all very deep. So if there's a blooper, if there's anything shallow, it's getting down and scoring a run. Bros 1-1. Low and away. Ball 2. Stevenson, the left fielder, just saved the top half of this inning with 3 fantastic catches. Offensively today, a walk, a fielder's choice, and a ground out to short. If he grounds to shortstop right here, the Lugnuts could turn 2. The pitch, fought off the hands into the screen, strike 2.
That was tight, could have been ball 3 right there, but that thing is coming right back into the zone. And Hunter had set it down 3-1, he's 2-2, and you go off speed there to maybe set up the fastball here.
Fastball in the mid-90s, slider, splitter for Bro. Deals the 2-2. Check swing. Went too far. He struck him out. Off speed from Bro. He slid in the slider. Out number 2 in the bottom of the 9th.
How about that? He goes back to back with that slider. And now here comes the big one.
Max Clark is the potential game-winning run. Two outs, bottom of the 9th, first and second for the Whitecaps, down 4-2. Clark knocked in the first 2 runs. Left-handed batter. The pitch. A chopper pulled up the first base side, but fell right of the bag, and strike 1.
Well, for Clark tonight, it's either been a base hit or a strikeout. There's really not any in between.
He has been a rock star. The fans flocking into LMCU ballpark to find Max Clark before, during, after games. All eyes on him. The pitch up high and away. In the 2nd inning, with 2 outs, a single to center field brought in Bennett Lee. In the 7th inning, a single to right field with 2 outs brought in Danny Soretti. Now in the bottom of the 9th, Soretti at second, Lee at first. The pitch breaks to the inside corner. Strike 2 called with the slider.
How good is that slider looking right now? He just got the strikeout of Stevenson. He went back-to-back sliders to get that one. You go to that again, Jesse?
I think about splitter.
What about a fastball?
High fastball. Bro has the sign. High set. The pitch. Line drive down the right field line. Base hit. And it's going toward the corner. Soretti scores. Windmill for pinch runner Patrick Lee. Throw to the plate is late. He's in. And there lands Max Clark at third. A 2-out, 2-run game time triple. It was the breaking ball from Hunter Bro. And Max Clark came through.
Well, he's not Stevenson. He's Max Clark for a reason. You show him that ball and then you give it back to him again. He's going to adjust, and he did it.
He is 90 feet away as the game-winning run. And here's the 2nd rounder last year, Max Anderson. 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, all tied up. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss, strike 1. The mission changes here for Bro, who just blew his first save of the season. Now, he is trying to force extra innings. He offers. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. And the count is 0-2. 97 miles an hour on the Bro fastball. Anderson is 1-for-4 with a single back in the first inning. 0-2 pitch. Wait a second. A balk on Bro. In comes Clark. And the Whitecaps win. Hunter Bro balks in the game-winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning. 5-4 West Michigan. Lugnuts postgame on its way next from LMCU Ballpark.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
In front of 8,777, roaring for Max Clark, the 19-year-old for the Whitecaps delivered the game-tying runs with a two-out, two-run triple in the bottom of the ninth. After earlier in the game, singling in each of the first two Whitecaps runs, and then Hunter Bro balked him in to end the game. And right now, down on the field, the great Bob Wells is interviewing Max in front of a crowd that is standing, watching and listening, and still shouting. And Clark is emoting. And Adam Jaxa, this was a ball game.
This was a ball game, and it did not end the way the Lugnuts were hoping for. They were a couple of strikes away. They were one strike away a couple of times, and unfortunately, they gave the 19-year-old back-to-back sliders. You give him the credit. He pounded the second one he saw for his first extra base hit as a Whitecap.
We talked about how you didn't want to bring him up in the ninth inning. He got to the plate. Bottom of the ninth, the Lugnuts were leading 4-2. We had talked about all those chances and the Lugnuts out hitting the Whitecaps. But in the bottom of the ninth, after Jarvis flied out to left against Grant Judkins, Judkins hit Danny Ceretti with a pitch, and then Bennett Lee singled to left field, replaced by pinch runner Patrick Lee. That prompted the Lugnuts to go to Hunter Bro. He struck out Seth Stevenson. He got out in front of Clark, one ball and two strikes, but then Clark tripled down the right field line on a slider, and then the balk. And the winning streak is over. The six-game road winning streak, the three-game overall winning streak, the two games that the Lugnuts had won here to open up the series. You win tomorrow, you still win three of the first four. This one, though, is a gut punch.
It's a brutal loss. It's a game that you are in command of the whole way. You're in complete command of the series. And unfortunately, again, you didn't get the three opportunities at the bottom of the order. You had four chances: Jarvis, Ceretti, Lee, and Stevenson. You didn't want to see Clark. And then you get up 1-2 on Clark, and he turns his hands quick on the slider. And then the other thing, too, you're up two strikes on Anderson with a chance to send this to extras and a balk, and the game ends. So just a really tough loss tonight for the Nuts.
Hunter Bro had not balked at all in college, and he had not balked at all in the minor leagues. This was his first balk since high school, if then.
It's a tough one for him tonight. You feel for him. It happens. It's a mistake, and it's a tough mistake to swallow tonight for the Nuts. That really, they played well for 8.5 innings, but the Whitecaps find a way in the ninth.
3 at game, Johnny Butler. 2 at game, Cameron Masterman. Aribiel Anales' defense superb. The Lugnuts, though, fall to 13-14, 45-47 overall, and the Whitecaps improve to 13-13, 44-48 for the year. Coming up tomorrow, game number 4 in this series, and the Lugnuts will start the right-hander Wander Grande against the Whitecaps' right-hander Colin Fields. Hang on, Adam's about to be off the air in about 10 seconds. Final thoughts.
This was not fun. Let's come back and do better tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam.
Those are my thoughts. Also, yeah, that's it.
For Adam Jacks, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Whitecaps 5, Lugnuts 4. Good night from Comstock Park, Michigan, and go Nuts.